So, very warm welcome to Local News and Features for the beginning of April 2025. It's great to have you with us. And I am joined in this first batch by Uta. We have four stories for you. My headlines coming up are family's heartache after mum dies, trying to put out a house fire with a bucket of water. And my next one will be makeshift rough sleeper camp is set up in Burslem with its own front door. And Uta has coming up for you.
Well, I have a surprise because there's an £85 million plan to transform the town centre forever. And the other one is, the other story, is the permanent Staffordshire Mosque site, which was identified after a 30-year hunt.
OK, so look forward to those. So my first story is family's heartache after mum dies trying to put out a house fire with a bucket of water. A woman has told of her heartbreak after her fabulous elderly mother died trying to put out a house fire with a bucket of water. Christine Hiscock was confirmed dead at the scene after becoming trapped in her home in Leakes James Street by smoke. It transpired that the 77-year-old had been alerted to the blaze by her smoke alarm sounding at around 10 p.m. on the day it happened. She then went outside to fill a bucket of water to try to douse the flames in front of the bedroom herself. However, Christine, who lived alone, was unable to get back out and she sadly lost her life. Now, her grieving daughter Kay is encouraging others to get out and stay out following this tragedy in February last year. Speaking about the awful ordeal, Kay said, "My mum has been made aware that there was a fire by a smoke alarm and went upstairs to find the fire in her front bedroom. She'd gone downstairs and out into the garden to get water to try to put it out herself, but she went back up and got trapped by the smoke. My mum was from an era where she wouldn't have wanted to bother anyone and would have tried to do anything and everything she could not to cause her neighbours any bother. When we arrived outside mum's house, smoke was billowing out of an upstairs window and there were fire engines, police cars and ambulances everywhere." Kay added that my mum was the most beautiful, kind and lovely lady. She was a fabulous mother, mother-in-law, granny and friend, and she enjoyed life and was so loved. She was taken tragically and as a family we've had the worst year of our lives, so we would just like to do anything that we can to help prevent this happening to anyone else. A number of crews, along with police officers and paramedics, had been sent to the scene on Saturday, February the 24th last year. An investigation revealed the blaze was due to an accidental electrical fault. Ian Reid, who is Staffordshire's Fire and Rescue Service's head of Prevent, Protect and Partnership, said, "This is an awful incident in which a lady tragically lost her life. We understand that having a fire in your home is devastating and you want to protect your belongings and your livelihood, but your life is more important and you cannot be replaced. If anyone experiences a fire in their home, always get out and stay out and call 999 and wait for the firefighters. Never go back inside and take the risk of losing your life. Crews are trained and have the right equipment to deal with the fire." Ian added that our thoughts are and remain with Christine's family and we're thankful for them sharing their experience with us to help prevent this happening to others. So over to Uta now, who's going to do her first story for us in batch one.
Yes, and this is all about this £85 million plan to transform town centre forever and to take a huge step forward. Three major regeneration projects for Newcastle Town Centre are moving forward with the approval of contracts worth £85 million. Cabinet members at Newcastle Borough Council have welcomed progress to transform the Ryecroft, Astley Place and the Midway into new living, leisure and retail space. The first part of the projects, the new 455-space Castle Park, Castle Car Park for shoppers and visitors, opened earlier this year on part of the Ryecroft site. And work is underway at the former York Place site, now renamed Astley Place, cabinet members heard at their latest meeting. The full cabinet has been recommended to approve spending of £33.1 million on the Ryecroft scheme and £16.1 million on Astley Place and £35.9 million on the former Midway car park site at its next meeting. Council leader Simon Tugg, speaking at the cabinet meeting, described the decisions as the next step and push forward on our regeneration plans for our town centre. He added, "Now we're on the cusp of the wave with the new replacement car park and to develop the rest of the Rycroft site along with our partners Capital and Centric and Aspire. Also, we've got McCarthy Stone, who've purchased part of the site, which will be redeveloped by them. We're taking forward a site which has been neglected for a long time, has had failed projects on it that have fallen apart. When we came into governing this council in late 2017, the former project for retail on that site had more or less collapsed, so we had to put that to bed and think of other options. It is going to be the council that is going to fund this in the short term to enable this development on Rycroft to take place. Then Capital and Centric have an arrangement where they take it on after. It's still got to come to planning to get permission for all three of these schemes. That's coming later, and we will be taking this to full council for a final decision because of the size of the investment, but it is an investment we need to make. It's in the news at the moment that borough and district councils may not be continuing in a number of years' time. We've got to get on and do the business in Newcastle for the development we want for the town centre, and we've been planning right since we got that historic investment from the last government in town deals, future high streets fund and levelling up money. Well, redeveloping Rycroft was a key thing we wanted to do when we first came into these positions at Newcastle back in 2017. We've got a plan now to take us to the construction stage. Deputy Leader Stephen Sweeney said, "The car park is up and running now. We needed to get that done first of all. Some of the land has been sold to Aspire and more has been sold to McCarthy Stone for over 55's accommodation, and in conjunction with Capital and Centric we're going to build an apart hotel and 130 units for people to live in. I don't like owning money, and the agreement we have got with Capital and Centric is we pay the upfront costs, we get it all done, and then they pay us and the site becomes theirs. Instead of having a 40-year debt hanging round our necks, we've got 2 or 3 years and that's it. It's done and we move on. The next time we talk about this, it will almost be handing over keys to people to move into their accommodation. This is getting on the ground and building things, big cranes in the town centre, and it's really, really exciting."
Excellent. Many thanks for that. So my second story now in batch number one is makeshift rough sleeper camp has been set up in Burslem with its own front door. Pubgoers are demanding action after a makeshift homeless camp was built opposite their beer garden. The camp on Clayhanger Street in Burslem first appeared over a week ago. Photos show Tor Pauline had been used to make a shelter and there's even a front door, but the post office vaults on Marketplace have had to install a new fence to screen their beer garden. It's understood that a homeless outreach team has been in contact with the Rough Sleepers. The camp was constructed after the individuals were moved on from the Leopard. One pub user, who didn't want to be named, said, "These ones moved out of the Leopard last Wednesday and I said to the cops, can't you do anything? And he said, we moved them on. The Rough Sleepers have been moving stuff to and from the littering. If it was me, I'd get a fine. I know they have nowhere to go, I understand that. At the end of the day, I know it's not their fault, but it's the mess they make and us as taxpayers who have to pay to clean it up." One of the issues in this situation is that the camp is situated on private land. Commenting on the issue, Councillor Leader Jane Ashworth confirmed that the landowners have been notified. The Burslem councillor said the owners of the land have been notified by council legal teams that they are responsible for keeping their land free from illegal encampment. This latest camp comes days after Stoke-on-Trent City Council and police removed a homeless camp from the former Abadsha on Swan Square, and it was confirmed that these Rough Sleepers were offered support with housing and drug issues. Stoke-on-Trent City Council has been approached for comment. So over to Uta now, who's going to do her final story for us in Batch 1.
Thank you, Timbo. And this one is about the permanent Staffordshire mosque site, which is now identified after 30-year hunt. There's a sneak peek. Well, it's not the mosque they found, it's the place they can transform. An industrial unit could be transformed into a mosque and community centre. The proposal for land between Sandyford Road and Sandon Road in Stafford also includes a 40-space car park, a mortuary, a classroom space and a ladies' prayer room. The site does not include the former Sandonia cinema. The planning application submitted to Stafford Borough Council says the former industrial building, once a bustling hub of industry and community purpose, now stands redundant. This is a proposal to transform the area and restore its role in serving the community. The plan aims to reintroduce opportunities for learning, studying and community engagement. The mosque will play a central role, providing support for the health and well-being of the community. The existing Stafford Muslim Prayer Hall has space for up to 70 worshippers. Dozens of people are backing the plan. One Weeping Cross resident said, "The current prayer hall does great work for its congregation and the wider community. I'm very pleased that they found a suitable new location." One worshipper added, "For many years we have sought a suitable facility that can serve as a place of worship, a cultural hub and a support centre for both Muslims and the wider community. This proposal is not just about meeting religious needs, it is about creating a welcoming space that benefits everyone in Stafford." For over 30 years, our community has been an integral part of Stafford, using schools, universities and rented halls for our gatherings. While we are grateful for these temporary arrangements, they lack stability and continuity, and a dedicated facility would allow us to organize events, workshops, and support initiatives more effectively. The Muslim community has played a vital role in Stafford's development, with members serving as doctors, nurses, engineers, lecturers, business owners, and public servants. We have not only contributed professionally, but also actively engaged in charity work, interfaith dialogues and volunteering efforts that benefit all residents. This community centre is not just for Muslims. We envision a multifunctional space open to all, providing educational and cultural events to foster understanding and cohesion, health and well-being initiatives such as free medical checkups and mental health support, youth engagement programs to provide a positive environment for young people and social support for the elderly and vulnerable, regardless of background and faith. The application has attracted a handful of objections. One of them stated, "This building is less than 2 meters away from residential homes and would bring noise to local residents."